Down at the Cross. Letter from a region in my mind. Take up the white man's burden. Ye dare not stoop to less, nor call too loud on freedom to cloak your weariness. By all ye cry or whisper, by all ye leave or do, the silent, sullen peoples shall weigh your gods and you. Kipling. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Him. I underwent, during the summer that I became 14, a prolonged religious crisis. I use the word religious in the common and arbitrary sense, meaning that I then discovered God, his saints and angels, and his blazing hell. And since I had been born in a Christian nation, I accepted this deity as the only one. I supposed him to exist only within the walls of a church, in fact, of our church. And I also supposed that God and safety were synonymous. The word safety brings us to the real meaning of the word religious as we use it. Therefore, to state it in another, more accurate way, I became, during my 14th year, for the first time in my life, afraid. Afraid of the evil within me, and afraid of the evil without. What I saw around me that summer in Harlem was what I had always seen. Nothing had changed. But now, without any warning, the whores and pimps and racketeers on the avenue had become a personal menace. It had not before occurred to me that I could become one of them, but now I realized that we had been produced by the same circumstances. Many of my comrades were clearly headed for the avenue, and my father said that I was heading that way too. My friends began to drink and smoke and embarked, at first avid, then groaning, on their sexual careers. Girls only slightly older than I was, who sang in the choir or taught Sunday school, the children of holy parents underwent, before my eyes,